This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Yeah.
So,
hell of a team. And the head coach.
That team, Mike Brown.
That's right.
Mike Brown.
Your head coach,
Mike Brown. Well, I'm a Kings fan, so he's not my head coach. He's the head coach of a team I support.
Did you get the introductory Knicks group chat yet?
No, I ain't got it yet.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
You sound disappointed.
No, I mean,
like
you
a fraternity that hasn't let you in yet.
We got time. The season ain't even started yet.
Well, because once you get that text, it's over.
Nothing's over. It's just me talking to my cousins.
No, the Knicks supporter stuff is over.
No, I'm still.
I'm sorry.
Only
did they say
supporter.
It's a cousins chat or it's a Knicks group chat?
Oh, we're all cousins.
Did they say?
We're all cousins.
Did they say it's a cousins chat or a Knicks?
Yeah. Do you guys
Knicks
talk about
chat?
General life in there, or is it just purely
I'm
Knicks?
I'm not in there. I don't know. Maybe they do.
When they put you in there, what do they talk about?
I don't know. I have no idea.
When
I'll
they said
out.
We're going to add you to the chat, what did they say?
They said we're in the chat. We talk about the Knicks.
What else? What else do they talk about, Kenny? What else do they talk about?
They didn't tell me what else they talk about.
So they only told you what they only talk about.
I don't know what they talk about. We'll find out if I ever get in the group chat.
Will you leave if you find out it's just Knicks stuff?
Well, no, because it has
question.
No, because it has nothing to do with nothing. I'm a Knicks supporter. I'm getting info from other Knicks fans. Like it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Here, so this is David, Lotus Prime, other people in the chatty house. Says, I'm sorry, KC, but SGA cannot do what Luka does offensively. You can argue SGA better overall, but he can't match peak Luka offense. What, David? What? Tell me what SGA can't do that Luka does.
No. I understand. Is... Okay, can I ask a question about SGA? Does SGA's style of offense have a shelf life?
I don't think so. And that's why because I thought about that.
Okay.
He's going to get to his spots, and it's going to be 15 feet away.
He's equated a lot. Offensively to James Harden. That's fair, right? Offensively, he's compared a lot to James Harden. James Harden's offense had a shelf life.
But James Harden didn't have no mid-range like SGA does. James Harden was get to the bucket, get fouled, or get three. That's that Daryl Morey style of play. SGA, if you start taking away, giving him foul calls, he'll operate 17 feet away. And do that. He's got enough herky jerkiness to get to the cup. It's not solely reliant. It's part of what helps him, but it's not solely reliant on the free throws or the foul baiting, all this other stuff, which Luka does. Not saying that, but that's what he does.
I don't think that's what his offensive game is predicated on. And I'm not making a case for Luka over SGA. I'm asking a point about SGA's offense.
Right, right.
Because I don't think Luka's style of offense has a shelf life. His, you know, Luka's thing is the other side of the floor, which SGA is terrific at. Uh-huh. And then that's when it comes to the what can Luka do. I don't even know that you can make an argument Luka's a more elite scorer than SGA is. He is a very different type of scorer, which is that's where I'm having trouble with this conversation. If you break out of just the points per game thing and you get to how they score their points, is what SGA is doing sustainable for another 10 years? Is it sustainable for another 5 years? And I feel like Luka's game, as long as he's healthy and doing the things that he's supposed to do on the offensive end, can sustain itself for years.
Yeah, I think SGA is maybe even more sustainable to a certain degree because he's not even yet relying on a three-point shot. Yeah, he added that aspect to his game. He is surgically locked in to get – it's Kobe-esque to a certain degree. It's about getting to my spot on the floor. You can't stop me from getting to my spot.
Yeah.
And he's figured that out. So I think I won't even say it's more. I'll just say, yes, it is sustainable, but the way Lucas is.
And you think you could put anyone around SGA and that team be good?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be LeBron levels, but.
Right. I know what you mean. Yeah, I do. I think you can build around him easier than you can build around Luka.
I think that's fair, and I think you could do that with any two-way player. Any player who plays on – I think I think you could probably, you know, maybe not today, but I think there was a time where you know, Kawhi Leonard scoring 24 points per game, but being what he is on both sides of the floor, you could put together a basketball team that's more likely to go to the NBA Finals, win the NBA Finals, if you're building around Kawhi Leonard versus building around the high offensive skill set that Luka Doncic has.
Yeah.
You can laugh at this, but there was once upon a time, I think, where Paul George was probably in that conversation. I think anytime you have a guy who plays on both sides of the floor, it's going to be easier to build around because you have less weaknesses. When you have a guy like Luka Doncic, who's not only not great defensively, there's a lot of film out there that suggests he's bad.
Right.
And anytime you it's a deficiency you have to make up on the other side of the floor, and that's always going to be difficult. And the weighing of, and there's probably a certain level to take it back 2 hours. There's probably a certain level of that to Trey.
Yeah.
Trey is not good defensively at all. And you can have an elite scorer, as he showed last year. You can have an elite passer. If you're that bad on the defensive end, it's going to create difficulties for your basketball team.
Yeah. And even like talking about a guy like Trey, for me personally, I look at him, he's just a smaller guard. So even if he was like super dedicated to defense, I think there's just certain things that are going to present a problem because of his size out there on the floor. And that's something that is probably a problem when you're talking about some of these owners or people trying to spend $60 million a year on a player. So, yeah, it all always goes back to Trae Young.
This whole conversation was just to get us back to Trae. Oh, it's fun. Like, I mean, part of Wemby being the, you know, because we could talk Luka or SGA. The fact is, and they're probably two of the top three, four. The one's Wemby. Wemby's the one. No, there isn't. You're not doing this survey anymore. Because everyone's going to answer with the same player. If you can start your franchise with one player in the league, everyone is starting with Victor Wembanyama. You said this the other day. In 2 years, he has established himself as the best defensive player in the game. You can give that Defensive Player of the Year award to whoever you want to, but Wemby is the best defensive player in the game.
Right.
And we think we're just starting to scratch the surface of what he can be on the offensive end. That's going to be a common theme when it comes to who do you want to build your team around. Mm-hmm. I do ask the question, though, and I don't think this is the case for you because you've been doing this for years. I do wonder if there's a, you know, one of those stock up, stock down things where Luka's, you know, look, down 31 pounds, men's health cover, fitness being the big topic of conversation this offseason. Like, that's great. But overall, I think people are down on Luka.
Yeah.
I think there is, you know, no matter how people reacted to the trade, there was, I think in the, as the dust settled, there was kind of a, yeah, well, he does have his deficiencies. And for reasons known to no one on earth, Magic Johnson took shots at Luka Doncic, you know, when the season ended and he did his yearly appearance on First Take. It's like, okay, so everyone's picking at Luka now. Like, all right, like, okay. Is there a chance we forgot, like, how truly good Luka Doncic is at basketball? Between the way things started in Dallas last year with him, you know, missing a little time, not coming back as soon as, I guess if you believe the reports, he didn't come back as soon as Nico Harrison wanted him to. The trade that shocked everybody to Los Angeles. The finish of the season, the in everything that was said after the season, while everyone's already watching him because of the finals performance on the defensive end, maybe people are a little down on Luka right now.
Yeah, and I think it kind of comes with the territory of who he is as a player and what he's judged against, right? What I mean by that is, we're not looking at Luka making the playoffs and saying he's a great basketball player.
Right.
He is one of those guys that the goal for him every year is, and the expectations for him every year is to be part of a championship contender, be a guy that leads or help leads his team to a finals appearance. Mm-hmm. That is his, because of how great he is as a basketball player, that's what he's judged on.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might say it's fair or foul or whatever, but that's what it is. Like him, it's not a success that he helped the Lakers get the 3 seed and get to the first round last
right.
year.
Right.
That's not successful for him, for a player like him. His success is being a championship contender and getting over the hump and being a champion. And when you judge it that way, that's where I think concerns come from. We all know his greatness. We all know how great he is as a player, as an individual talent. But now, can he go and be a champion? That's the question that a lot of people just maybe aren't sold on now. They see too many of the deficiencies to say, I don't know if he could be a champion.
Because
I think he's a great player. I'm critical of him, but I'm critical of him on that level. He's one of the greatest players I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
the things he can do on the court is just amazing.
Insane.
Literally amazing. So that's what I've always thought about him when I seen him as a rookie. And every year he does more amazing stuff. It's not about his skill set and his talent. Now with a guy like that, is he a champion? You know? And can he be that next level guy? And this is where I always bring up like guys like James Harden. James Harden the same way. James Harden, one of the greatest players we've ever seen in this game, but they hold him to a standard of when the chips are down, you can't win with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's at kind of with Luka, in my opinion.
And the conversation is similar in that you're talking about, like you say, he's one of the greatest players you've ever seen. But in reality, we're talking about one of the greatest offensive players we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because James Harden's shortcomings have been exactly the same as the criticisms of Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Less the coming up in big moments thing and more what they can and can't do on the defensive end. I think the true story for Luka Doncic this year will be he's clearly committed himself to his fitness. He's clearly committed himself to his health. I think he's getting ready for EuroLeague basketball coming up here shortly.
Yep.
He very obviously has the ability to commit to something and be better at it. Conditioning, eating, health, all of that stuff. Can you exercise that same commitment on the defensive end of the basketball? And if he does, even to a fraction of what someone like SGA does, he's going to emerge as the Lakers' very best player, like unquestionably their best player. And if he does that, that's where I just take a different path than you and Jesse do with the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, I could see in this scenario the Los Angeles Lakers being a 2 seed. I can see them. We talked about, you know, potentially being, you know, 50 wins, upwards of 50 wins. That scenario lends me to believe that could be a 55 win basketball team, which I think will be around what, like, I don't know that Oklahoma City is going to win 60 games this year, but if they won, you know, 57, and I could see the Lakers in Houston around that 55, 54 range. But it's going to take Luka being special all year. It's going to take LeBron James being available for most of the year because they're going to have to do it together. And Austin Reeves is going to have to be good.
I'll push back a little bit on something that you said about Luka.
Okay.
We haven't seen him commit. We've seen in this situation, he got dogged out, lost money, got traded, got dogged out in the playoffs. People talked about him, and he committed right now for a couple months. This feels different. It feels different, but this ain't the first time we've heard about offseason Luka, right? Getting in shape. Oh,
not
he looks
the same.
It feels different, but we've heard this before, right? When the season comes and it's time to commit over the course of a year to playing a certain way, keep staying in shape a certain way, he hasn't been able to do that. Mm-hmm. He could. I'm not saying he'll never will. I'm just saying I've heard stories in the summer about Luka being in shape. Mm-hmm. I want to see if he can commit to that for a whole year. If he can, I think, obviously, like you said, it'll benefit the Lakers. It'll benefit him to a whole nother level. But when things go bad, when you're not getting the looks that you want, or when are you going to start pouting? How are you going to handle adversity in this situation? Maybe getting traded was the ultimate wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. We just don't know yet.
I'll say I do think what he's doing right now is a commitment. I think he has shown commitment here, but I also understand what you're saying, and like, that's fine. It could be a commitment. It needs to be a long-term commitment. He can't date fitness. He needs to marry it.
That's a good call. Put that on a shirt.
Yeah, he this has to be, you know, anytime, you know, someone wants to get in shape, it's like you can't go on a diet. You have to change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's what Luka has done to this point. And I get your point. Right now it feels like Luka's gone on a diet. Has he changed his lifestyle? We won't know likely until we get through the season and he remains in shape. Because just as James was talking earlier about guys getting out of shape during the season, it is very possible for basketball players to lose some of that fitness they had during the season because the focus is on basketball.
Right.
They're not lifting the way that they used to. They're eating differently. They're eating on planes. They're eating really, really late, like the game, so to speak, changes a little bit. He has to show he's changed his lifestyle.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Eddie Gonzalez about all of these subjects here and everything else in the association when he joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go.
Look, I've said I'm not a bum just grabbing stuff from the fridge because
you've been talking trash for 5 years.
Just go get water, bro. What are we doing?
I don't have a Gatorade Zero today, but I will grab it if I want something to drink.
I saw you drinking a Gatorade Zero. All that trash y'all been talking.
What else am I supposed to grab? There's nothing else.
Water. Iced tea.
Just get water.
Iced tea is disgusting. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's up, Eddie?
What's going on?
We here, man. We vibing. How was SummerSlam?
I had fun, man. I never been to a PLE, so I had fun until about the final 3 minutes.
Did you go to both nights or just the night that Punk and Seth happened?
Nah, I just went Saturday. So, like, the MetLife is in Jersey, right? It's in Secaucus, which is kind of like the middle of nothing. Not the middle of nowhere, like actually the middle of everything. And all that's right there is the mall and MetLife. And it is absolute hell getting out of there. Mm-hmm. Like, it is like there's a train that can get you out. But remember, everybody and their mom's getting on that train. And then if you have to get in a car, like, it's going to take you out. It's going to take you an hour and a half. It's ridiculous. So that alone was like, I'm not going twice. I'm going once and I'm out.
So you didn't enjoy the cash in. You'd enjoy my boy doing it again.
Look, and it was like I knew it was gonna happen. Like, I even told my boy I was with because he came out on the crutches. I'm like, he gonna throw the crutches, right? He gonna throw the crutches, and he throws the crutches. But it was like, it was a dope moment to see in person, even though it wasn't what I wanted to happen. So it was cool. It was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Dame, me and him see two different wrestlers two different ways. I think Cody just doesn't have it. Like, I don't think he's a leader of a company. I love Seth. He thinks Cody is a leader of a company, and he doesn't see it with Seth.
Where all do you right, land on that? I could talk about Cody all day. We will run the course of this segment and then run into the next three. But I'm going to say this. Have we ever seen a champion just be, like, propped up and helped every stretch, every single turn of his run? Like, how many victory parades from legends do we need? Like, we get it. You like him. We don't got to see John Cena and Triple H and The Rock and like Stone Cold Steve Austin and Undertaker and everybody else come and shake his hand and say, Cody, he's great. He's great. He's great. He's great. Like, yo, we get it. Like, I'm tired of he cheats to win. He needs help. He gets run-ins from everybody who's better and bigger and more important than him. Like, he sucks. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
He's the worst. Everybody he bumps shoulders with is, like, way better than him. And then he gets to cheat and win. Here, like, yo, he took Cena's finisher.
That was crazy. No, that was crazy.
Through the table and off the top rope. He kicked out of all of them. Hits his joint twice, and it's a wrap. What?
Here's like, Before
the last time he won, Roman Reigns had to come win for him. I'm like, yo, this like the literal WWE wrestling Avengers won him his biggest match ever, and I'm talking about like literal legends fell from the sky so he could win.
Now, before,
that really happened.
before
it was supposed to be worse. They wanted it to be Stone Cold. Like, yo, can he beat anybody? Roman's better, Punk's better, Seth's better.
No, before
you said the magic word, Cody Rhodes, and Eddie lost it.
Now, before Dave says his piece, I will acknowledge this. You spoke a lot of gospel right there. I will acknowledge this. Cody does what he's supposed to do in this role. He is the baby face of the company. There's still kids that the kids seem to love Cody.
Mm-hmm.
He does his job. I will acknowledge that. He does.
Don't get me into him being Captain Nepotism either. Like he
don't do that.
Oh no, Cody,
nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
He is the mascot.
Nah, he would nepotism. don't do that. He was
his whole story is my dad is my dad, guys.
He was Stardust. Don't do that. He was Eddie.
I need the title shot over the Rock because my dad is my dad. And he did it. It worked. What is that? We will never get the Rock versus Roman Reigns ever again because
Dwayne should just.
My dad is my dad, guys.
Well, meanwhile, the Rock and Roman storyline is built off some fictitious family bloodline that doesn't actually exist. It's two goddamn different families, Dwayne. That's like saying me and Eddie were Ooses. Oh, this is my Oos right here. We're not related. But I'm going to draw a line from my grandpa to his grandpa, and we're joined by blood. Shut here. Here's the drop.
Shut your bitch ass.
Jesus Christ.
He gets the title because his pops couldn't get it done in the 80s. That's the story? Rest in peace to the big dog, of course. And then he's going to say, "Oh, like, who's the one who told?" I think it was Cena who told him, "Yo, you're not the everyday. You're not the son of the plumber. You're the son of the Megastar. Shut up. Get out of here, dude."
Well, before he went face. Here's for no reason. Just out of nowhere, like, nah, I got my morals back. What?
Well, the one thing I do like about that is he low-key crapped on the Rock as he turned to cut that promo. But, okay. I can't let all that. This man was Stardust.
Because he stunk.
He did not stink. No, he didn't. This man was Stardust. He left, did the independence in a way that no other professional wrestler had ever done before. Helped start a second wrestling company. Got them on national television. Threw the biggest independent show in the history of the United States of America. And got his value up so high, they brought him back. Put him on top, and I mean, he obviously gets hurt. That yeah. and who knows what would have happened at that first WrestleMania? But this turns into a 2-year build where you went 5 years or whatever it was, 4 years with one of the best heel champions we've ever seen, and you had to do something different. I do think a turn is on the way. You talk about cheating, you win. You talk about the different things that he's doing. That turn is coming. But you had to break away, I think, from a heel champion because you had it so long and it became so formulaic, and you now have that baby face that the company has not had since John Cena was in those peak years. And you can start to hear the crowd a little bit. That let's go Cena, Cena sucks thing, that's going to hit Cody here pretty soon.
They booed him at SummerSlam.
Yeah, they absolutely did. But I think part of that was John. I think part of that was John.
It was like you're going up against that. Like right. Cena did the face turn. I think his matches are boring. I think it's, you know, he's doing the same promo all over again. Again, like it's all painted as if it's handed to him. But then he gets on the mic and tells the story as if I'm just up against the world. Are you? I don't feel like you are.
I'll say this. I'm going to need Cody to stop crying all the goddamn time.
Oh, man. Come on, Cody. Oh, my God. Why are we crying? Because John Cena says something. I mean, I understand, but like, all right, just handshake, dap up.
Let me be that guy, too. When Sasha and Charlotte and Becky and later Bianca, they were like crying every emotional moments in the ring, and then everybody's being like the neckbeard and going, "Hey, I don't got to cry every time." We need to do that to Cody now. He don't got to cry every time. Like, dog, you beat Roman Reigns with The Undertaker and John Cena. Like, you had your moment. Every one of them after that is like a step down at that point. But I did like the moment where, and this is the other guy who's in the ring being better than him and like doing cooler stuff. John Cena told him in the corner, like, I don't know if you've seen this clip. He's like, you got the best John Cena tonight. Like, that's, you know, you got the last one out of me. So it was, I thought it was cool. I mean, look, we do WWE combo all day, but
I know.
I'm happy we're on opposing sides here because, like, I get the Cody stuff, but, like, I don't.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'll say
I'm going to be honest. Go ahead.
I'm just going to, and once again, in defense of Cody, I'm just, all of a sudden, I'm just a Cody guy. I don't think they have anybody else, realistically.
Like, that's right, because the company has never thrived with Seth Rollins on top.
Well, even if you said Punk, though, like, I don't know if Punk is your long-term answer. Like, it's a good moment. It's a good moment, but I don't think they have a long-term guy.
I mean, you know who the guy is. He's Roman Reigns. He's the guy. Like, he's the guy who's supposed to have the belt. But the point is, I think they have too many guys. I think that they have this weird problem where they have too many guys. They all can't wrestle each other. That's why we got multiple triple threats. We got all this stuff going on. Obviously, Cena mucks that up a little bit, and he's out the way. But you got Roman, you got Cody, you got Seth, you got Punk. Even the tier below that, you have Braun, who like needs a run pretty soon. Yeah. You got LA Knight complaining. I don't love LA Knight, but you got all these guys. You got Jay, who is also like crazy over. And so you have too many guys for two belts. And there's KO, who knows when he comes back, and I think he's always in the mix for stuff like that too. But they gotta like differentiate that. I'm happy they sort of ended the Bloodline stuff.
But you know what?
Need to end that forever. Like, they need to wrestle other people because Jake is on the way. 916, he's on the way.
You know what?
And he's another guy.
You know what that feels like, Eddie? Though, when you have two quarterbacks, you have none. Mm. When you you have a bunch of guys, you don't have one.
Right.
And I think. Casey, your point is right. Out of all of those guys, Cody is the most babyface set for that role. All of the rest of them exist in that middle ground. Even Punk, when he's doing like the sympathy card, he's still CM Punk. Like, he's still the bad guy. You know what I mean? So that's their problem. The only other option is, you know, the tribal chief. But he only wrestles once every quarter.
See,
so you can't do that with him either.
And I wonder if they just burned him out. Like, he was the center of everything that company was doing for 4 years. Regardless of if he was there every month in the final year of that thing, it's still everything depended on him. And if he was there, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, he's the first true megastar I think we've had in a really, really long time.
Yeah.
It was one of the more interesting points of that doc. It was like Hunter was maybe he was talking about Cena, but he was like, the less we show of them, the more they matter. And I think Roman is the greatest example of that. But there's gives and takes there. You kind of need him there every month. Well, but it also spoils what he is.
Well,
Brock,
I think, set the standard for that. Like, whether people liked it or not, Brock Lesnar was clearly he was not everybody else.
Right.
He was a massive star. Who, like Cody, but he made himself he was a big star in WWE for sure. He hit a different level in UFC.
Right.
And then he came back and they almost booked him like Andre the Giant, where they were really careful about what he did, and it made him a bigger, attraction.
It mirrors combat sports, which they've been doing for the longest. And it really, again, goes back to Brock. But like, you know, Brock doesn't fight. Seven times a year. He fights once.
Hold up, man. Hold up, Eddie. Hold up. We got Christmas games. We got Christmas games.
Okay.
Look at Eddie smiling. He already know him.
Now, do we?
I got him.
How are we judging this? Because we predicted the Christmas game.
I think we got, oh my God. We got almost all of the teams except for one.
Okay.
We didn't get any of the games right, though.
Okay, let me think of the team. Like, let me try and think of the team.
No, this is not entertaining. Let me read these games. It's Cleveland at New York. It's the Cavs at Knicks.
Okay.
We had Spurs at Knicks.
Yeah.
It's Spurs at Thunder.
That's cool. I like that.
Rockets at Lakers.
Why?
KD and LeBron.
KD and Bron. Christmas.
Come on, man.
All right, man.
Come on, bro.
All right.
Mavericks.
They get.
Mavericks at Warriors.
Oh, my call right there.
Gosh, bro. No.
And the team we didn't get, we had the Clippers. We had the Clippers at Nuggets. They went Timberwolves at Nuggets.
All right.
Oh, is that six games? No, that's five.
That's cool.
That's five.
That's cool. I just don't know why. The only reason I conceded to the Mavericks.
Oh, I just noticed Boston's not here.
Oh, you had the Clippers. You confused me. I'm like, there's a Clippers game?
No. There's not. It's Minnesota at Denver. Sorry. We had tried to predict the games. And
Can I drop a little nugget?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's probably on the way out soon, but KD's opening up the season for ring night in OKC, by the way. Just because the NBA loves some damn drama.
Oh, that's gonna be popping.
Okay,
that's gonna be popping.
No, it's not.
Right there. No, that's
wow.
Gonna be that's gonna be popping.
Rockets at Thunder opening night.
I can't
night.
Wait to the social clips of like the Rockets going to the locker room, like every team does every year, and it's like, oh, look at KD. He won't watch the ring.
Hey, that's gonna be popping, though. I like that right there. But the only reason I conceded to having the Mavericks on Christmas Day was when you talked about Luka going to Dallas. I don't want to watch Dallas just because.
They think they're opening the season in Dallas, the Lakers. Huh. That makes
okay. So let's remind everyone. Luka has already been back to Dallas.
Yes,
that has happened. But Cooper Flagg wasn't there. That's why we thought it would happen on Christmas.
Maverick,
I would send Luka back every big game. I'd do it three times next year.
Yeah,
right. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. Mavericks Warriors, bro. That's all right. Let's say grace. Let's eat. It's time to go eat, or I might take a nap now.
Oh no, that's the Wolves Nuggets. That's the Wolves Nuggets.
But that's when you've already eaten at that point. That's your night's over at that point. Like you're moving on.
We were spitballing the schedule, me an unnamed person, and we had them, and there was one game left, and it was like, well, it has to be the Warriors. Yeah. Okay, who's it gonna be against? And I said, not Giannis. Giannis didn't play last year on Christmas. I said, oh, okay, can't be Boston. They're out. And then we're just like. Dallas, I guess. Coop, and sure enough,
we had Rockets.
Hey, the
I just knew the Rockets and Warriors were gonna play.
Oh, yeah.
I just knew it.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Yeah,
that's what we had. And then I just knew the Knicks would play. So I'm like, who are the Knicks gonna play? And I forgot Wemby was last year, so it wouldn't be Wemby. And I just completely forgot the Cavs existed. Like, it's just a boring game. <Damn. laughs> I'm like, oh, sure. Because I'm running through the checklist like, okay, it can't be Indy. That would have been great. Can't be Boston. That would have been great. They wouldn't do Orlando. They're not ready. And I'm going through the check. I completely forgot.
Hey, you know, I love the NBA. I'm a big NBA homer. But, yeah, 5 o'clock on Christmas Day, you can catch me with that Bo Nix versus Pat Mahomes game, bro. I'm not watching the Mavericks. Mavericks might be the 12th seed in the league at that point, man. I ain't watching Mavericks Warriors, man. No, that's
Kyrie,
a bad job.
No Kyrie, no me.
At that point, I've seen Cooper Flagg enough. At that point, I don't need to see him in that situation.
Yeah, I'm good. Like, congrats to them dudes. The 10 o'clock game is always a dud. Now, excuse me, for those at home, the 7 o'clock game is always a dud.
It's our boy right here. That's our boy Eddie Gonzalez. Sham Sharani had just tweeted opening night, ooh, October 21st. The Rockets at Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's popping.
Shout out to everybody who's been watching this show. And the Warriors at the Lakers.
Warriors at Lakers.
Okay. Warriors at Lakers.
You
got to
get
night.
That Stephen Braun bump.
Yeah.
You got to get that Stephen Braun. Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to get that on a special day no matter what. But, yeah. Just send KD to watch the race.
That's fire. No, that's fire.
That's
kind of
can't even send Russ. Don't even know where he's going to be.
Right.
He's going to be here.
Kings and Thunder on opening night. Oh man. That's going to be fire, though. That's going to be fire. And that's NBC, huh? NBC is starting to see.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Oh, wow. Peacock. Okay.
Yeah. That's
NBC. That one might be on NBC, though.
I'm assuming this is on NBC. Yeah.
That's going to be
dope. I mean, they're coming out with the – they letting you know who run this league, boy.
Yeah.
KD, Bron, and Steph. It's still there. It's still the guys.
Yeah, still there. You can try to anoint who's next all you want to. And shout out to SGA because he's getting that opening night. I mean, he should. He's the champion.
Yeah.
But he's getting it with the aforementioned KD, Steph, and LeBron James.
Yeah.
good 20 point L to start the season. Ring night is tricky like that.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they start out the way they need to. But yeah, I mean, they had to do that. I knew it and seen it coming a mile away. And Christmas, a little bit of shook it up on Christmas, but you gotta love Denver and Wolves.
They could have put the Wolves and the Warriors. That at all. They played each other last year in the playoffs.
I don't like the Timberwolves, man.
I like watching Ant.
They don't interest me. Now I like him. Yeah. That team doesn't interest me.
Wimby versus the Thunder though? Like is that doing it for you?
Chet versus Wimby, they got real heat.
I'm probably watching football during that one. I'm not going to lie.
You watching?
I like Rockets and Lakers.
Lions-Vikings during that time.
I like Rockets and Lakers and Mavericks and Warriors a lot more than you do.
Did you watch Quarterback on Netflix? Mm-mm. And all of a sudden, I'm a Jared Goff fan.
Really?
Like all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I get it. It's Goff, it's Kirk again, and it's
Joe Burrow.
Burrow.
Who I said earlier is the best pure passer in the game.
So does that mean he has the best arm?
Just like... He Josh Allen and Lamar, like maybe the throws might go somewhere, but they got their legs to make up for it and all this other stuff. Joe Burrow dropped back in the pocket and he gonna deliver it. It feels like every single time.
Is it easier when you're throwing the two number ones?
Probably. Probably. I think he's in line for a potential MVP. I'm big on Joe Burrow this year. I think he might have an MVP type season.
I mean, I was yelling his name out last year if they made the playoffs, and obviously the season went the way it went. I mean, you know, it's the quarterback award. I feel like they robbed Lamar. It's starting to turn into the NBA MVP where it's just like it's the story. It's next in line. It's, you know, we're never giving it to anybody else but a quarterback, so we'll just pick the quarterback who's next up. And, you know, those guys deserve it. They're great all in their own right. But, you know, once you – I just seen somebody like I'm not gonna call it a robbery, but Lamar was the MVP last year. He's beat in so many ways. I just seen that's like I see where we're going. Yeah, I'm first all pro, but I'm not the MVP. How does that make sense?
I'm the best quarterback in the league, but I'm not the MVP. And you give it
it's
to
like,
another
it's like
quarterback.
Winning. It's like winning album of the year, but not winning rap album of the year. But I'm nominated for both. Like what? What?
Who got it? Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Yeah. Deserving.
Well, Josh I was going to say, it's not like Josh Allen was bad.
It's deserving.
Sean.
Yeah, it's like the MVP last year. Like both guys could have won. Like I don't, you know, they both had cases, but I just thought one guy should have.
Sean sabotaged the greatest wrestling conversation we were ever having by dropping that schedule when he did.
You guys could have just asked. I would have just told you at the top.
He dropped it during
the other season.
I wasn't even thinking about it, to be honest with you. I didn't know we was dropping that today.
He dropped it during the segment of his one true friend that doesn't hate him. Like, all his other friends seem to hate him, according to him.
Yo, I've seen that, and I have absolutely been at dinner with Shams. Like, hold on. And he comes back like 30 minutes later. All right.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
I'm not got Eddie sitting there by himself.
Okay, all right. So did you just eat?
Yeah. So this happened in Vegas at Summer League. So in the Wynn, they have this Chinese food restaurant. Maybe it's Thai, but it's called Red 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Incredible. And we go there every time. If we're in Vegas, me and Shams will go. We eat there like 3 days in a row. So anyway, we're sitting there grubbing. It was some stuff happening. I knew some stuff was happening. And he kind of warned me like, yo, I might have to take a call. Like, I always might have to take a call. And so sure enough, we're yapping. He's like, all right, I'll take this. And he just is out. And it's like right when the food got there. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to wait, dude. So I'm eating my food. And it's like, you know, 10, 15 minutes where he comes back. He goes, oh, man, is the food cold? I'm like, man, don't bring some more. Like, did the trade go through? Like, what are you talking about? And it went through. So man, it's –
That's the way I
– we'll be like on the phone. We'll be like on the phone. It's like, I'm going to call you right back. See you later, dude.
Yeah, Shams, this is why your friends hate you. Like, at some point, you put your phone down and eat dinner. Now, I get it if you're at Summer League. Like, if you're at Summer League, you're working. Like, everybody's working. But if it's August 8th and we're going out to dinner in New York City, like, bro, put your phone away. Like,
by the way, if you're familiar with Red 8 in the Wynn, it's open. Like, it's a casino restaurant. So it's like in the casino, but there's no windows or nothing. Like everything's open. So if you sit close enough to the outside, you see everybody's walking through there. So the Wynn, little pro tip. In summer league, that's where all the teams stay. They stay at the win and they stay encore. So if you go to the win and encore in summer league, you're gonna see everybody.
Yeah.
And so sure enough, everybody in their mom's walking by and it's like, hey yo, Shums, and it's such and such player, and yo, and it's the coach, and it's this is so like we're eating, but we're not eating. Like we're watching the Shams parade. And like, you know, 1 out of 10 people know me, so it's like, hey, what's up? Yeah, wait on my rice.
That's how I feel when I'm out with Kenny.
That's not
same thing happens. Say, yeah, yeah.
That's not true at all.
Same exact thing happened.
Big caps.
Just eating my chow mein.
I know they were beating you up at the fair. I know they was every corner you turn, 10 pitchers.
Man, that's I didn't even facts. Get to the fair this year. See? Slipping.
You knew better.
He can't go out. Like he can't go out. Like it's not like it used to be. He can't go out to the fair.
I got to get to the fair next year.
Not without the detail.
You know that I don't like how they changed the dates though. You know that was all supposed to be end was supposed to be on Labor Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they running the fair damn near on Memorial Day.
Right.
Like, oh man.
Yo, I didn't watch one down of preseason Las Vegas Raiders yesterday. Like. Am I not a fan no more? Like, nah. I just don't value these three games like I once did.
Nah, we was talking about that earlier. Like, there's nothing for you to – like, what are you going to do with it? Like, we watched it. Like, we watched it, and it's like, yeah, we went into it thinking they had a bad offensive line. They did. And then they took their starters out, and it's like, okay, well, all right. I don't know what to tell you about the third-string tackle.
It reminds me of summer league every year. Like every year we get psyched up for summer league. Like, yes, we get basketball back. And it's awful basketball. Yeah. And it takes you about 3 minutes to realize like, oh, this is terrible. Bad. I'm not watching this for 2 weeks.
Right. And then the people in summer league and in preseason who cook against those guys, it's like, that's what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, exactly.
What you want me to be happy about that? Like, yeah, I don't want to see him be bad, but it's also not telling me anything that's going to happen in the NBA.
I watch the team win every preseason game and almost lose every regular season game. So I'm like, you know, but it's always nice to have those preseason legends. You got them with all your teams, right? You have like a guy who's just lighting it up one preseason. He's the man, but he couldn't make the team.
Nah.
That's the best part.
Nah. What's his name was born last year? Dobbs for the 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't even get the backup job, did he? Oh. We need the third string.
Yeah.
Eddie, we appreciate you as always, man. This is fun.
Of course, guys. Of course. Have a good weekend, brother.
Yes, sir.
You too, big dog. Take care,
man. Eddie Gonzalez right there, man. We didn't get any of the games right. Got a bunch of the teams right, but none of the games.
We got 8 out of 10
We got 8 out of 10. We had Boston in there instead of Cleveland, and we had the Clippers in there instead of Minnesota. Some big games being announced
Boston
here. We'll go
shut out. Yeah,
we'll come back. We'll stay talking hoop here. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, big thanks to Eddie Gonzalez. That was a lot of fun.
Good stuff. Always good stuff, man.
Shams had just waited like 10 more minutes. I might have been able to make Eddie a Cody fan. I just needed 10 more minutes.
10 minutes. That's all you needed was 10 more minutes. That's it.
He's like, that guy sucks.
Cody does his job.
Did you see the Chris has been sending me all morning. Did you see that there is very serious talks to do two WrestleManias?
Saw that this morning. I didn't see how serious that was. Oh, I saw that tweet.
It gets worse. The second one is in Saudi Arabia.
Hey, what's the gift?
Gets worse.
Oh, more?
Goodness.
They want The Rock to headline it.
All right, I'm cool. Chris, WCW, let me know who to watch in AEW, yeah. I guess.
Like I said, once again, what's the gift of LeBron saying bye to everyone when they get eliminated?
Yeah,
from the
fight? That's tough.
That's me in WWE. Yeah. And you haven't signed a deal with YouTube TV? Yeah, all right,
bro. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Chris, Chris in the chat says it perfectly. WWE never met a bad idea they didn't like.
That's a good call. That's stupid. That is dumb.
You'll get a surprise appearance from Redacted at one point, too.
Yeah, you are adamant that that's going to happen.
I think.
There were multiple reports that he went a little crazy at Hogan's funeral. Like that he cut like a full like performance McMahon promo.
The crazy thing is...
You're right. They might throw his ass on TV. That's why they're keeping Stephanie around, just so you know that there is still a McMahon out there.
I'm going to go look for it again, but I'm pretty sure I saw a quote attributed to Nick, right? It's Nick Khan?
Yeah.
Yeah, to Nick, that if they're not in any legal trouble as far as like with the law, like if you're just getting sued, you can come work for us.
The crazy thing about it is, at least maybe not everybody, but a lot of people thought, oh, now that Hunter's here, we'll be in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's doing the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
worse. Hunter's not a decision. Hunter controls the television.
True.
Like,
true.
Nick Khan, Ari Emanuel, Dwayne. They're the guys in charge.
That guy. Oh, man.
I didn't turn on The Rock. The Rock turned on me.
Good call. Good call.
The second he said, no, guys, I'm Dwayne. It's like, okay. I swear to God, you think I'm stupid. All right, man. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're at an interesting time right now. I think they feel like they can just do anything.
They really do.
And you're in danger of, like, turning a lot of people.
But are they?
I don't think so.
Are they? Like, even after all this Hogan stuff, Hogan has been booed off television before. Mm. Booed out of arenas. They kept bringing him back. They never stopped bringing him back. They were unfazed by the reaction of their paying customer. Saudi Arabia, when that stuff was at its peak, when this started, WWE fans were disgusted by it. Didn't stop them from doing it. Not only did they do it, they doubled down on it and went from doing it once a year to multiple times a year. There is a strong belief they were once held hostage because Vince McMahon and the Prince or whatever got into a very heated financial disagreement, and he said, don't let that plane leave. And they were stuck on that runway for hours.
I don't know if you want to call it kidnapping or what, but yeah, that plane was not allowed to leave. At least the story that's told.
And they have been back multiple times for multiple years since that happened. We thought we were on the verge of World War III the last time they went to Saudi Arabia. Didn't stop them. They didn't have women on the first show. Women didn't even go to the first show. Right. Now they're like, no, just wear the long stuff and, you know, cover your skin and everybody can come.
They're not going to go out of business or lose money or nothing like that. But the one thing through all that they have not done is they have not affected the audience's pockets. And if they start saying, yeah, all that went through, it was still just turn on my TV, I can watch them for the same price that I do. Now, if they don't figure out the YouTube TV thing, if it's a separate thing, I don't anticipate them doing anything more with the pay-per-views. But if they go any further into dipping into the customers' pockets, I don't know. They haven't done that in a while.
Four decades, they have built their media attention around WrestleMania when talking to a mainstream media outlet. What's WrestleMania? It's the Super Bowl of professional wrestling. You can find Vince McMahon saying it. You can find Hulk Hogan saying it. You can find Dwayne, Hunter, all of those guys. It is the Super Bowl of professional wrestling. Wake my dumb ass up when the NFL has two Super Bowls. Wake me up when they're like, hey,
right,
it's November. Let's have a Super Bowl.
Wasn't there always that idea, I don't know how far it went, of putting the AFC and NFC championship games on neutral sites, though?
Yeah. But it wasn't a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of like the same thing in a way, I guess?
That's dumb. Yeah, don't
no,
do
it's
that.
Dumb. Yeah, it's not don't a good idea, that. But I don't know how real that was. But
yeah, don't do
that. Here's what the NFL and other leagues do that the WWE doesn't seem to grasp is, for the most part, regardless of what's going on, the NFL doesn't deviate from just what they do. Like, we've got playoffs, we got a Super Bowl, and that's what we do. Like you said, this is like the NFL saying, let's have two seasons. Let's have two Super Bowls just because we're making money, just because we can. That's what we're going to do. Like, nah, that'd be a bad idea. And WWE is just like, look, we can do this. Let's put every PLE two nights
in
a stadium.
You know what the equivalent to that for the NFL might be is, let's have two Monday games. Let's have 18 games, 19 games. Let's add playoff teams, like more and more football, and more football, as much football as possible. And it's the thing with the NFL is it's probably never going to get to a point where you're exhausted by it. I love basketball.
Yeah.
The season can get exhausting, though. Like, when you have I'm just talking about from my perspective. You have four games in six nights, four games in seven nights, whatever. Like, I get home on a Friday, it's like, there's another game on tonight. God damn. All right. That's never going to happen with football.
You don't think it ever will? Like, if they got to 20 games, what does week four doesn't mean the same as it does right now?
Well, no. For sure. They start to feel the games will have less meaning, for sure. But I don't know that it'll breed exhaustion. Like, the football season flies by.
Yeah.
Like, it's this big, it's always funny to me. It happens every single year. There's this big countdown to this moment, right? Hard Knocks is happening. Training camp is happening. Preseason is happening. Now everybody wants the preseason to be over and camp to be over. Then that first game is going to get here and you're going to blink and it's over.
Right.
Just like that.
All of a sudden it's week eight.
Because like it's, power rankings week one, two. And then just before you know it, it is done.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.